Deep technical analysis, robot systems architecture, data pipeline debugging, and system operations. Introduction: the complexity of modern robotic systems. Today, we're diving deep into the intricate world of modern robotic systems, where hardware diagnostics meet software architecture challenges, and where seemingly simple operations reveal layers of complexity that demand first principles understanding. We'll explore a fascinating case study that encompasses hardware debugging on a Galaxian robot system, a comprehensive software architecture problem in Li Robot's dataset management pipeline, and the often overlooked intricacies of Linux system operations. What makes this particularly interesting is how these seemingly disparate technical challenges actually represent fundamental patterns in complex systems engineering. We have hardware-software integration challenges, data pipeline synchronization problems, and system security considerations, all interconnected in ways that require deep architectural thinking to understand and solve effectively. Let's build our understanding from the ground up, starting with the diagnostic methodologies that reveal system behavior, then diving into the software architecture challenges that arise when systems scale, and finally examining the operational patterns that keep these systems running reliably. Hardware diagnostics, understanding robot system state through topic analysis. The foundation of robot communication. Before we can understand the Galaxian robot hardware bug, we need to establish a mental model for how modern robots communicate their internal state. Robot systems typically use publish-subscribe messaging patterns, where different subsystems broadcast their status on named channels called topics. Think of this as a radio station broadcasting different programs on different frequencies. Each subsystem can tune into the information it needs without directly coupling to other components. The topic HDS feedback status that was mentioned in the diagnostic process represents a standardized status channel for the HDA hardware diagnostic and actuation system. This naming convention immediately tells us several things. First, this is feedback data flowing from the hardware back to the control system. Second, it's specifically status information rather than command data. And third, it's part of a larger HDS subsystem architecture. The post-jump error state discovery. The diagnostic process revealed something fascinating. While the robot was exhibiting error behavior, what's described as error ringing, the status topic was reporting post-jump state. This creates an interesting debugging scenario because we have a mismatch between observed behavior and reported state. Let's think about what post-jump state means architecturally. In robotic systems, state machines are fundamental organizing principles. A jump operation typically represents a discrete transition between operational modes, perhaps from a calibration state to an operational state, or from a safety hold to active control. The post-jump designation suggests the system believes it has successfully completed this transition. However, the error ringing behavior indicates the physical system is not actually in the expected post-transition state. This points to a classic hardware-software synchronization bug. The software state machine has advanced to post-jump, but the hardware hasn't actually completed the transition successfully. The firmware patch being developed likely addresses this synchronization issue by either improving the detection of failed transitions or implementing more robust transition protocols. Diagnostic methodology and system architecture. The diagnostic approach of echoing the feedback status topic reveals an important architectural pattern. Rather than directly querying the robot's internal state through proprietary APIs, the system uses the same message bus that handles real-time control data. This has several advantages. It provides diagnostic access without bypassing the normal control architecture. It ensures you're seeing the same data that the control algorithms see, and it allows for real-time monitoring without disrupting system operation. This pattern also reveals something about the system's design philosophy. Transparency through observable state rather than hidden internal diagnostics. The fact that critical diagnostic information flows through the same channels as operational data suggests a well-architected system where observability is built into the core communication patterns rather than bolted on as an afterthought. Software architecture deep dive. The robot dataset pipeline challenges. The Batch Encoding Problem, a Case Study in Complex System Dependencies. Now let's examine a software architecture challenge that beautifully illustrates how seemingly simple improvements can create cascade failures in complex systems. The upgrade to LaRobot Dataset 4.0 initially appeared successful, all tests passed, but revealed a critical gap. There was no batch encoding test for the dataset system. This immediately teaches us something important about system reliability. Passing tests doesn't guarantee correct behavior if the test coverage doesn't match the actual usage patterns. The system worked fine with batch encoding size of 1, immediate encoding, but failed when batch size exceeded 1, which was the production configuration. Understanding the metadata buffer architecture. To understand why this problem is so complex, we need to build a mental model of LaRobot's data flow architecture. The system uses a metadata buffer pattern where episode information is temporarily held in memory before being flushed to persistent storage. This is a common optimization pattern, buffering writes to reduce I/O overhead and allow for more efficient batch operations. The architecture looks conceptually like this. Episodes flow into a memory buffer, video encoding happens either immediately or in batches, and metadata gets synchronized with the video files when everything is flushed to disk. The challenge arises because batch video encoding happens before the metadata buffer is flushed, creating a dependency cycle. The 6-bug analysis, why simple solutions don't work. The detailed technical analysis revealed 6 interconnected bugs, each representing a different failure mode in the metadata synchronization system. This is a perfect example of how complex systems can fail in multiple ways simultaneously, making root cause analysis challenging. The first bug involves the fundamental timing problem. Batch encoding triggers before episode's metadata is flushed to disk, so the system tries to access self.meta episode start episode when self.meta episodes is still none. This is a classic race condition between different parts of the data pipeline. The attempted solutions reveal why distributed system problems are inherently complex. The first approach, flushing the metadata buffer before batch encoding, seems logical, but fails because of schema mismatches. The episodes in memory have a different structure than episodes that have been through the video encoding process. This is a fundamental data evolution problem. The schema changes as data flows through the pipeline. Pyarrow schema evolution and metadata synchronization. The solution involving Pyarrow schema promotion represents a sophisticated approach to handling evolving data schemas. Pyarrow is particularly well suited for this because it provides strong type guarantees while allowing for schema evolution. You can add columns, handle missing values, and promote types in a controlled way. The video metadata columns like videos slash chunk index only exist after video processing has occurred. For new episodes sitting in the memory buffer, these columns don't exist yet. Schema promotion allows the system to create a unified view where missing columns are filled with appropriate default values, enabling the batch processing to proceed. The file index bug is particularly interesting because it reveals an off-by-one error in distributed processing. The video encoding system expects files to be numbered starting from 0, but the metadata system was generating indices starting from 1. When you're doing batch processing across multiple files, these kinds of indexing bugs can cause cascading failures where each subsequent operation compounds the error. Monkey patching as architectural necessity. The solution uses monkey patching to modify LaRobot's behavior at runtime. While monkey patching is often considered a code smell, in this case, it represents a pragmatic architectural choice. The alternative would be forking the entire LaRobot codebase, which creates maintenance overhead and divergence from upstream improvements. The monkey patching approach modifies the load episodes function in the LaRobot dataset module. This is particularly clever because LaRobot imports functions with from LaRobot datasets.utils import load episodes. So patching the module where the import happens ensures the patched version is used throughout the system. Trade-offs in system design. The simple workaround mentioned, setting batch encoding size to 1, represents an interesting architectural trade-off. It sacrifices some performance optimization, batch processing, for system reliability. This is often the right choice in production systems where correctness is more important than marginal performance gains. The comprehensive fix demonstrates why proper solutions in distributed systems are often much more complex than they initially appear. What seems like a simple metadata synchronization problem actually involves schema evolution, file indexing coordination, memory management, and module system manipulation. System operations, security, and network patterns. SCP command deep dive, remote file transfer architecture. Let's examine the SCP command that appeared in the brain dump. scp-r1light192-16811-3/home20/point-rosbag2/2012-11-17-72337-20/download/podcast. This seemingly simple command actually demonstrates several important system administration patterns and security considerations. The -r flag enables recursive copying, which means this command will copy an entire directory tree. The source path home r1light/rosbag2/2025-core-11-19-7-23-37 reveals this is a rosbag recording with a timestamp-based naming convention. Rosbags contain time-synchronized sensor data, making them potentially quite large and requiring careful handling during transfer. The IP address 192.168.1.123 indicates this is local network communication, likely within a robot development environment. The username R1Light suggests this might be connecting to a robot controller or embedded system. The destination path /downloads/podcast/ reveals this data is being transferred for analysis or configuration purposes. From a security perspective, SCP uses SSH for authentication and encryption. The command as written will prompt for password authentication unless SSH keys are configured. For automated systems, key-based authentication would be preferable to avoid interactive password prompts. Pseudo password piping, security implications, and system design. The command echo password sudo-s apt-update demonstrates a common but problematic pattern for automated privilege escalation. The -s flag tells sudo to read the password from standard input rather than prompting interactively. From a security architecture perspective, this approach has several concerning implications. The password appears in the process list momentarily. It might be logged by shell history mechanisms, and it requires storing the password in a shell variable. More importantly, it represents a violation of the principle of least privilege. The system needs elevated privileges to perform package updates, but the mechanism for obtaining those privileges is exposed to potential interception. Better architectural patterns would include using sudo configuration files to allow specific commands without password prompts, using dedicated package management APIs that don't require shell command execution, or implementing proper secrets management where passwords are never stored in shell variables. Rosbag recording strategies, data management architecture. The rosbag recording commands reveal different data management strategies for robot systems. The basic command ros2bagrecord-asmcap records all topics using the MCAP format, which is a newer, more efficient storage format compared to the traditional rosbag format. The selective recording approach ros2bagrecord-omybag-mcap-topic1s-topic2 demonstrates the principle of intentional data collection, only recording the specific data streams needed for analysis. This is crucial in robot systems where sensors can generate massive amounts of data. The exclusion pattern, ros2bagrecord-8-exclude-camera-camera-image-compressed, NITS SMCAP uses regular expressions to filter out high-bandwidth visual data. This reveals an understanding of the data hierarchy in robot systems. Visual data is often the largest consumer of storage and network bandwidth, so excluding it when not needed can dramatically improve system performance. The regex pattern itself is interesting. /camera matches topics starting with camera, .camera matches topics with camera anywhere in the name, and image compressed excludes image and compressed data topics. This broad filtering approach suggests experience with robot systems where visual data can easily overwhelm storage systems. Integration patterns, how complex systems interconnect the Atlas system architecture mystery. One particularly intriguing aspect of the brain dump is the reference to Atlas system summarization. WTF it was fixed, please go in Atlas and tell me how this is the summary of the LLM. This suggests Atlas includes some kind of automated summarization system. possibly using large language models to analyze and summarize complex technical fixes. The fact that the Atlas codebase searches didn't find the specific patterns we were looking for suggests either the code has evolved significantly or the system uses different naming conventions than expected. This is common in rapidly developing systems where refactoring and architectural changes happen frequently. From an architectural perspective, having an LLM-based summarization system integrated into a robot control platform is quite sophisticated. It suggests Atlas is designed not just for robot operation, but for development workflow support, helping engineers understand complex technical changes and their implications. Data pipeline integration challenges. The Lirobot integration with Atlas demonstrates the challenges of integrating external libraries into complex robotic systems. The monkey patching approach suggests Atlas needs to maintain compatibility with Lirobot while working around upstream bugs. This is a common pattern in robotics, where you often need to integrate multiple frameworks that weren't designed to work together. The metadata synchronization problem we examined is actually emblematic of a broader challenge in robot systems: coordinating data flow between systems with different timing assumptions and data models. Robot control systems operate in real time with strict timing requirements, while data recording and analysis systems optimize for throughput and storage efficiency. Error recovery and system resilience. The comprehensive bug fix approach demonstrates sophisticated error recovery strategies. Rather than simply working around the immediate problem, the solution addresses multiple failure modes and provides graceful degradation. If batch encoding fails, the system falls back to immediate encoding rather than crashing entirely. This resilience pattern is crucial in robot systems, where partial functionality is often better than complete failure. A robot that can still operate, but with reduced data recording capability, is preferable to a robot that crashes entirely when encountering data pipeline issues. Critical analysis, design trade-offs, and future considerations. Performance versus reliability, trade-offs. The Lirobot batch encoding solution beautifully illustrates the fundamental trade-off between performance optimization and system reliability. Batch processing provides better throughput and resource utilization, but introduces timing dependencies and failure modes that don't exist with simpler immediate processing. The decision to disable batch encoding for new datasets represents a pragmatic choice. Sacrifice some performance for guaranteed reliability. In production robot systems, this is often the right choice because robot downtime is typically much more expensive than marginal performance improvements in data processing. Architectural complexity and maintainability. The 6-bug analysis reveals how architectural complexity can create unexpected interaction effects. Each individual component, metadata buffering, batch video encoding, schema evolution, file indexing, works correctly in isolation, but their interaction creates failure modes that are difficult to predict and test. This suggests that complex robot systems need comprehensive integration testing that exercises not just individual components, but the interaction patterns between components under realistic load conditions. Unit tests passing is necessary but not sufficient for system reliability. Security architecture considerations. The system operations we examined reveal some concerning security patterns, particularly around privilege escalation and remote access. Modern robot systems increasingly operate in networked environments where security becomes critical, not just for protecting the robot itself, but for protecting the broader network infrastructure. Better security architecture would include network segmentation to isolate robot systems, proper secrets management for authentication, and principle of least privilege for system operations. The current patterns work in development environments, but would need significant hardening for production deployment. Future evolution and scalability. The Atlas system's apparent integration of LLM-based summarization suggests an interesting direction for robot development tools. As robot systems become more complex, having AI assistance for understanding system behavior, diagnosing problems, and summarizing complex technical changes becomes increasingly valuable. The metadata synchronization challenges we examined will likely become more complex as robot systems scale to handle larger datasets and more diverse data types. Future architectures might need to embrace eventual consistency models rather than trying to maintain strict synchronization, similar to how large-scale distributed systems have evolved. Conclusion: lessons in complex system design. This technical journey through hardware diagnostics, software architecture challenges, and system operations reveals several fundamental principles for complex system design. First, observability must be built into the core architecture, not added as an afterthought. The Galaxian Robots diagnostic approach through topic monitoring demonstrates this principle well. Second, simple solutions are often better than complex ones, even when the complex solution is theoretically superior. The Lirobot batch encoding workaround sacrifices some performance for significant reliability improvement and maintainability benefits. Third, integration challenges are often the most difficult and least predictable aspects of complex systems. The metadata synchronization problem wouldn't have been apparent from testing individual components, but only emerged when exercising the full integrated system under realistic conditions. Finally, security and operational concerns must be considered from the beginning of system design, not retrofitted later. The system operation patterns we examined work for development environments, but would need significant evolution for production deployment. Modern robot systems represent some of the most complex software architectures we build, combining real-time control, data processing, network communication, and human interfaces. Understanding these systems requires not just knowledge of individual technologies, but appreciation for how they interact in complex, often unexpected ways. The technical challenges we've explored today illustrate both the sophistication of modern robotics engineering and the continuing need for fundamental systems thinking in building reliable, maintainable robot systems. As robot systems continue to evolve and scale, these architectural patterns and trade-offs will become even more critical. The lessons learned from debugging systems like Atlas and Lirobot will inform the next generation of robot architectures that hopefully leading to systems that are both more capable and more reliable than what we have today.